I believe even in Las Vegas is that there were Christians there, but sometimes we'll turn off our lights. Jesus said we're the light of the world. So that I believe that our light should be shining all the time. But what happens is we turn our lights on and off. And what happens is that sometimes in Las Vegas, we go there for work. We go there to, you know, go to the casinos, and we turn our lights off. And then all of a sudden we go to church and we all shine our lights. And it's like, wow, okay, all of your lights. But when you leave, we should all be like as if, you know, some of us have really big lights. Some of us have smaller lights. And I might be a little light in the darkness. But because I'm a light in the darkness, it shines very bright. Everyone notices it, stands out. And whether you're, for me, I'm carrying a cross. You're shining a light in the darkness and everyone knows. But if no one else is shining a light, it stands out. If I carried a cross on Sunday morning to the church, it might be different, but I'm with a bunch of other lights. It is what it is. It's like, oh, okay, that guy's carrying a cross. Okay. You know, that's what we all believe. We're all together shining our lights. And my point of this is when you're letting your light shine in the darkness, whether it's in your job or it's in your family or it is in a place like Las Vegas or a pride parade, you will stand out. It may feel uncomfortable, but I'm telling you, it's who you are. It's the very being of who you are. You are the light of the world, and you're made to shine into the darkness. And it's not just your light, it's Jesus's light. Welcome to Christ Reward Podcast. You can get connected with us at christreward.com, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode. Welcome back to the Christ Reward Podcast. Here we are. Over the last couple weeks ago, when you listened to the episode, you were encouraged. I've got Lewis with me again. Lewis, glad to have you here.
So glad to be here. What's up, y'all?
Well, this week we are going to talk about the cross, and I wanted to dive into this. You guys have been heard a couple of episodes us about by faith trips, but I wanted to loop you guys into the journey of the cross. And so we're going to do the same thing and the other episodes, share a couple of testimonies, some learning points, and so we're going to dive in like we always do. I just love to dive in. No beating around the bush with Wade Aaron and Christ Reward. I don't like to beat around the bush if you haven't already figured that out. No small talk here. Isn't that right, Lewis?
That's right.
Yeah. the cross. So as I felt like the Lord was saying to carry the cross to all 50 states, I really just wanted to go head first into what I would say is one of the darker places of our nation, which was Las Vegas. And I would just encourage you, if you're listening to this, check us out on YouTube, Christ Reward. You'll see a video from our encounters there, or a couple encounters, and we'll probably cover other things that aren't on that video. So check it out, YouTube, Christ Reward. You'll see our videos of the cross. But so I went there just saying, all right, let's go into a dark city. As many people have called Las Vegas Sin City, and I wanted to bring the message and the love of Christ. So obviously carrying a 12-foot cross through Las Vegas stands out, even though there's all kinds of crazy things happening there. When you're walking down the street with a cross, you're also standing out very much. And it brings a lot of questions to people. And this is something also that I've had recent discussions with people, you know, is I know that if you want to go to Las Vegas and you're a believer, and you want to go eat at a nice restaurant and play at casinos, that's your choice. I personally am not going to Las Vegas to do any of the above. I am going to Las Vegas with one mission in sight, and that is to share the gospel. And I'm really building off of this because I actually, we're going to share some testimonies. And if you watch the video online, you'll actually see us encountering a street preacher, because there are frequent street preachers in Las Vegas on the street preaching nonstop. These dudes are nonstop. This is actually something I want to dive into, and Lewis can kind of share what his perspective was and some learning points. But when we were there, and this is really, I'm going full head in mission. We're carrying the cross, and we encountered quite a few believers doing exactly what I was talking about. Maybe sometimes I know that your business and your job will bring you there, and that's understandable. If that's what your company, if that's where you're doing your company trip, and you're sitting in an office or a business space doing meetings or whatever, that is what it is. But I know there's many believers that we encounter that were just there at the casinos or just hanging out and going to a local restaurant. I personally just don't have that conviction of doing that. You need to shine your light there. It's a dark place. But we ran into a street preacher that I think sometimes, and I don't really think street preaching is always the best method. You're spreading the word, and I think you're scattering lots of seed, but if you're just telling everyone they're going to hell and God hates them, I don't know if people are receiving that too well. So we encountered a guy that was out there doing that, and he, when you're carrying a 12-foot cross, you're both very radical. So they love what we're doing. I believe we're on the same team and we're doing this thing. And so this guy, come to find out, he was an Iranian believer. His whole family had left him and he's fallen to Jesus. He had a dream of Jesus, gave his life to the Lord. And he feels that's the best way to preach the gospel is by getting a mic, holding a sign and doing what he's doing. And first of all, I would just say, if you aren't a big fan of street preachers and you're a believer, I encourage you to engage them. And if you are a street preacher, keep doing what you're doing. I'm not going to discourage it either. Get out there and preach. Share the message of Christ. There's a guy that originally joined me for the cross, and you might be listening to this. He's an amazing guy. He's a street preacher. He preaches on the street. I'm not going to say, hey, brother, stop doing it. I think there are ways to start off your message and articulate it, not telling everyone they're going to hell. I think you can emphasize repentance and turning from sins and the love of Christ. But all that being said is I sometimes even personally, I can judge those guys. Their method's not the best. What are they doing? But when we got to hear this guy's heart, he genuinely was trying to reach people to the best he knew how. And I was actually encouraged by his testimony and his devotion to Christ. But also something that I have learned, and we'll talk about a later trip here soon, in Utah, we also ran into street preachers. I, if you're listening to this, I get it that not everyone's called to carry a 12-foot cross. But if you're in places like Las Vegas, or later I'll talk about the Pride Festival that we went to, we carried the cross with 100,000 people in Utah at a Pride Festival. Sometimes lost people, the only perspective they are getting of Christianity are from those that are telling them they're going to hell and they sound angry. And if you're not a big fan of that, well, at least be obedient and get out there and share the gospel. Love people and share in those places. Because what I am finding in my journey is that is some of the only, those groups of people are some of the only people out there preaching and sharing the gospel, because they know that there's lost people there. And then I hear many believers say, I don't like their method. I don't like their, well, as I've quoted before, as there was a guy named D.L. Moody, and D.L. Moody was out sharing the gospel one day. And D.L. Moody was sharing, and this guy was with him. He says, hey, I don't like your method. And he said, well, what's your method? And the guy said, I didn't have one. D.L. Moody says, well, it sounds like my method is better than yours. And I tell you, in the light of that, of these street preachers, you may not like their method, but at least they're trying to reach the lost where they're at. I personally am not a big fan, but I'm at least going. I think we need more believers. I'm calling believers to go and preach at the Pride Festivals. I'm calling believers to go to the St. Patrick Day Parade. I'm ultimately do it in your daily life as well, because your job could be dark. You know, you need to reach people. If you're in New York City and you're walking down the street and you see someone street preaching, and you're like, I don't like that method. Well, when was the last time you talked to your coworker about Jesus in New York City? And so I want you to step out, ask someone just simply, how can I pray for him? That's typically our approach, even with the cross, where I say, what do you think about the cross? I talk to him about the journey I'm on and about carrying it off of these stakes. Just talk to someone about their day and then transition into the gospel. That share your testimony in 15 seconds. There was a time in your life you were bound by sin, you encountered Jesus, and you gave your life to him. You've never been the same since. And that's the way a lot of times I'm approaching it. I'm talking about, because sometimes you're saying, okay, how do you approach this with the cross? I'll talk about me carrying it to all 50 states, kind of talk to him about this journey. And then from there, I share the message of the gospel. We're not saved by works. We're saved by grace, putting our faith in Jesus. We're bound by sin, but Jesus is the only way. And so, anyways, I just felt the need to emphasize the encounter I had with the street preacher, how I judged him sometimes and judged them. And sometimes our judgment is not right. But also we need to be obedient to share. If you don't like their method, get out there and share. There's also another story that I'm just thinking about D.L. Moody. It's just because I shared a testimony about him and the urgency. Because when we share the gospel, when I'm out carrying the cross, I give people a chance to respond. And that's another teaching point in this. It is when I share the gospel, it says in Romans, it says, give them a chance, faith. They have to have ears to have faith. So once you get done, you say, would you like to give your life to Jesus? And there's this story about D.L. Moody where D.L. Moody, he was preaching at his church in Chicago. And he told everyone in congregation to go home and think about what he said. He didn't give them a chance to respond to the message of the gospel that week. Well, that week, they went home. But also that week, the Chicago fires happened. And I think it was about 2/3 of the members of his church died that week. And he made the vow to God. He says, never again will I tell people to go home and think about it. I will give them a chance to respond right then and there. And that's exactly what we're going to do when we share the gospel. We give people the chance to respond to the gospel. We give people the chance to respond to the message of the cross. And that's what we did in Las Vegas. We gave people the chance to respond to the message of the gospel. And so anyways, just knowing the urgency of the gospel in dark places like Las Vegas and carrying the cross may be really bizarre, but God is moving in the midst of it. Lewis, I don't know if you want to share something and talk about our time in Las Vegas, but I'd love for you to talk a little bit about Las Vegas and carrying the cross.
Yeah, those are all great points. First off, if you're listening to this and you haven't heard the podcast of Wade talking about why he carries a cross, I encourage to go check that out. He explains why and he's carrying a cross, because I'm sure like you, I was one that was like, why is he carrying a TOEFL cross? You know, why is he doing this? This is a little interesting for sure. You know, it's what the Lord put on his heart to share the gospel. It's just a method. I don't know, Wade, I just feel like, man, if we as believers unite and instead of criticizing one another of the way we're sharing the gospel, and we actually stop doing that and start encouraging one another to do it more, like Wade just said, go share your testimony, go talk to someone, go talk to your coworker, encourage one another. Hey, you know, I just shared, you know, the gospel with this coworker. Man, that's awesome. And if you're doing that right now, I encourage you to keep doing it. What you're doing is so powerful, man. Even if your coworker doesn't come to the Lord, maybe you're carrying a cross in a different state and we don't know about it and you're listening to this. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, you're planting seeds. There's a story, just a thought that came to my mind. I remember the Lord had told Wade to carry the cross in Dallas for 9.23 miles based off of Luke 9:23, where it says, take up your cross and carry it daily. And I just remember that whole day I walked with him, and I think we had maybe two encounters that day. It was a long day. Not much happened. And even my thought was like, man, like no one came to the cross. No one gave their life to the Lord. It was like, are we wasting our time? And I remember at the end of that day, we were literally about to get picked up. And this guy crosses our path and he says, what you're doing is so powerful. He said sometime in the 70s, he was in his car and a guy was carrying a cross and he saw this guy carrying a cross and he was so upset. He was like yelling at that guy in his car and he just, this anger, it was in this man's heart and he couldn't get it out of his head. I think he was having dreams. It was just in his mind. And through that, the Lord had convicted him and used that and he came to the Lord. And this man now crossed our path and he's sharing how even if we don't have encounters, but that people are seeing this cross, that that's impacting them. And it's just so interesting how the Lord put that guy in our path to encourage us toward the end of the day and even to share that message. Because maybe you're wondering, like, why are you carrying a cross? And I've had those thoughts and it's very powerful. A lot of people are seeing this cross. Some people have an idea of the cross. Some people have no idea. But it sparks a thought. I believe even through seeing it, the Holy Spirit's doing something in that person's heart. And it's almost like a silent protest. It's like, we're not going and looking to start trouble. And you know, we're really just carrying this cross and people are drawn to it. They come and ask us questions. What are you doing? And it's just a way to engage and share the story of the cross, share the gospel. And I felt the Lord started putting it on my heart to start walking with him and as he's doing this. And the more and more I've been doing it, I just, you know, yeah, we you know, first time we were in Vegas and yeah, I was a little like, all right, like you never know what to expect, you know, putting the cross together and you just don't know what's going to happen. We have faith, the Lord's with us but you get all kinds of reactions, you know, and ultimately, yeah, I remember we were out carrying and what I see, this is the thing I've seen the most, and it's the most powerful I sense is people are looking at us and you get all types of looks, like smiles, like you, what are you doing? You're crazy, frowns, get away from me. But when you just smile and you're like, hey, Jesus loves you, it like completely disarms them. Like, I don't think they expect that. And I think Wade said earlier, like, you know, you have the street preachers that can be very critical, or I can come off as like, oh, God hates you, or like, oh, you're going to hell. And it's very judgmental. And I think that pushes people away. We don't see Jesus doing that when he walked, right? He preached, he did it in love and truth. And we're not impressing ourselves on people. We're simply saying, hey, Jesus loves you. And it sparks conversations, it sparks interest. We stopped. We were asking people, hey, what do you think of the cross? And we got all types of answers. It's on the YouTube video. But, you know, ultimately, some people are drawn. And like we talked about in the previous podcast, you know, the farmer plants the seeds, but the seed's growing. Something's going on in those people's lives where they're having, maybe they're going to Vegas for a good time. But the Lord told them something prior. And now they see this dude carrying a cross and like the Lord could be speaking to them. You know, something I guess I feel led to share is, prior to, you know, I guess I would say my old life when I was playing football, I went to Vegas to gamble, to play poker. And it was so cool how I was actually kind of nervous going back because I just didn't know. I remember those feelings. This could be attachments. There can be temptation. But what was interesting now, like I'm going to serve the Lord and I can actually feel the darkness now. I don't know if it's just the sensitivity, spending time with the Lord now, but you could just feel just a dark area. People are going there in vain. They're trying to win money, right? Or probably look for sex. I don't know. And it's just flesh. It's dark. It's in vain. And you could just sense that. And just a lot of hurt people, a lot of people needing the Lord. One thing that blew my mind was there were a lot of believers there and they're like, oh yeah, I go to church. And that's where Wade started questioning. He's like, why are they there? Why are they here? What are we doing here? And, yeah, it was powerful. you know, we had a great encounter at the front of the Bellagio where we were caring, and his mom was with her family, and she gave her life to the Lord, but her family didn't yet. She had, I think, three sons and her husband, and I think they were in the military. They were there for a celebration, military, and they saw us, and she was just crying and really touched. And ultimately, the older son was walking, and man, after Wade was sharing with him for a decent walk, and she started carrying the cross too, and this man knelt at the cross, and young man, and he gave his life to the Lord. And you know, if we went there for that young man, then it was all worth it. You know, so. Yeah, that's kind of what I recall from the trip.
Yeah, I think with that is, like Lewis said, you get all kinds of responses to the cross. And the thing is, I don't have anything tied to me. I don't have like a sign. I just carry a 12-foot cross, and I'm not chanting. I'm just walking. And so the thing is when I'm carrying the cross, it's different than when a cross that you see on a steeple. It's because I'm carrying it. And so people think of Jesus. I'm convinced they see him. And they're not just seeing me. They don't just see, you know, I believe they see him. They see the Lord. And with that comes these powerful encounters, like this kid that gave his life to the Lord. And even with that, about a month later, I got a message that he was growing in the Lord. His mom was grateful. And for that moment. And so right there in Las Vegas, this, I think he was 15, 16 years old. This kid gave his life to the Lord in Las Vegas. And his mom said that she was so grateful, messaged me a month later, found my email somehow on my website or something. I don't know. And so you've got those powerful moments too. You do have the moments where people are flipping us off and cussing us out. And it's not even because I've said, hey, Jesus Christ died, or he rose, or they just see the cross and they come up to us and there's anger. And so I would just say, and even in those moments, I'm at peace. The Lord sometimes gives me wisdom how to talk to them about the Lord. And so all that being said is Las Vegas overall, God moved. And I think it's a recent picture that was painted to me is, I believe even in Las Vegas is that there were Christians there, but sometimes we'll turn off our lights. Jesus said we're the light of the world. So that I believe that our light should be shining all the time. But what happens is we turn our lights on and off. Mm-hmm. And what happens is sometimes in Las Vegas, we go there for work. We go there to, you know, go to the casinos, and we turn our lights off. And then all of a sudden we go to church and we all shine our lights. And it's like, wow, okay, all of your lights. But when you leave, we should all be like as if, you know, some of us have really big lights, some of us have smaller lights. And I might be a little light in the darkness, but because I'm a light in the darkness, it shines very bright. Everyone notices it, stands out. And for me, I'm carrying a cross. It's you're shining a light in the darkness and everyone knows. But if no one else is shining a light, it stands out. If I carried a cross on Sunday morning to the church, it might be different, but I'm with a bunch of other lights. It is what it is. It's like, oh, okay, that guy's carrying a cross. Okay. You know, that's what we all believe. We're all together shining our lights. And my point of this is when you're letting your light shine in the darkness, whether it's in your job or it's in your family or it is in a place like Las Vegas, or a pride parade, you will stand out. It may feel uncomfortable, but I'm telling you, it's who you are. It's the very being of who you are. You are the light of the world, and you're made to shine into the darkness. And it's not just your light, it's Jesus's light. And so I bless you guys with that. And I want to pray for you, Jesus. I just pray for anyone today that's afraid to shine their light in the darkness. I pray that the light shines, and it's through love, it's through truth. And I pray that they realize who they are. They are the light of the world. And I declare that over them in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you guys. Check us out at ChristReward.com. You can find the YouTube video, Christ Reward, on YouTube. Check it out. You'll be encouraged. You'll see that encounter Lewis is talking about at the Bellagio. Bless you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.